Talking about dairy folks, you had several dairy folks on the tour down here, and boy, this dairy thing's kind of dicey right now. Last year was so good, but all of a sudden the bottom's falling out. What are your people noticing about that? What's going on?
Well, we've got about an expected $7 drop in our Class 3 price, but China way overbought last year, and they pulled back their horns. The signal to the farmers was produce, produce, produce last year, and that's what they did. Dairy farmers know how to produce milk. They know how to get more milk out of more cows. They culled fewer cows last year because the milk price, as good as the beef price was, the milk price was that much better. So I think we're going to see some of these cows go to market, these cystic cows and these chronic non-breeding cows. They're going to go to market. But again, Russia has stopped buying, and the world has changed. And until we get things back in whack, we've got some trade agreements we're trying to get done. A lot of factors are going to play into how this price moves one way or the other the rest of the year. But we're anticipating $6 to $7 a hundredweight less than a year ago when it was an all-time record.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about change on this trip down here, the change that y'all saw just in 1 year, and all of agriculture seems to change in both our neighborhoods, doesn't it?
It really does, and believe it or not, we've got some places that land, when they pour that concrete and blacktop, is growing the last crop it ever will, be it a house or a road or a shopping center. But agriculture does change, sometimes for the best, sometimes not the best. The challenge is to make people understand of why agriculture is so important. I mean, it's more than just eating. It's providing the fact that these farmers are the best stewards of the land you're going to find, whether they're Wisconsin or whether they're in Florida. They have to realize that they get their water out of that ground just like the people in town, and they're sure not going to pollute that water. They're not doing anything that's going to damage that land, damage that air. They're there because they know their families have been there before them and their families are going to be there in the future. They're not going to ruin that land. They're not going to destroy that land or that environment. We have to realize that we're all in this together, and we always have to work to the same end.
The only thing I'd add to that is the profitability side. It's a business, and farmers are great business people when they're allowed to be, when the gloves are taken off.
Absolutely. Last year, our farmers made a lot of money. This year, they're going to have to retrench a little bit and live off some of the profits they made last year. Farming isn't a business, as you know, that's profitable every year. There may be 4 or 5 years where things are awfully tough. You get a good year, you take advantage of it. You hope Mother Nature cooperates and gives us a good crop. So when it is bad, we've got enough feed in the bunk or in the bin or the harvest store or wherever it may be that we can keep feeding these cattle. And this year, we've got a lot of feed on hand, which is going to take some of the sting out of that lower price. Fuel prices have gone down a little bit, but still inputs, land rents, things are still high, so we're still facing challenges.
Bob Bossold, farm broadcaster from Wisconsin, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.